than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Freedom, man. That's what it's all about. You've got to groove on freedom, like the good book says.
Welcome. You are listening to What on Earth is Happening. This show will discuss the topics of human consciousness, mind control, natural law, the occult, and all issues that affect the freedom of the people of Earth. What on Earth is Happening will endeavor to shine light upon the darkness of our world and to offer empowering solutions to the problems we face as humanity approaches its critical moment of choice. And now, here is your host, Mark Passio.
Welcome one and all. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. The network's website, republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Saturday, April 12th, 2014. This show comes at you live right here on Republic Broadcasting every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. We have a great show lined up for you here today. We are going to be breaching the topic of the possibility of non-human intelligence interacting with our planet and with our species, both in the ancient world, in the ancient past, and in the modern world. So this is previously uncharted waters for What on Earth is Happening, but we have to begin to breach this topic. And as I said, I'm going to introduce it gently, not give everybody everything at once, because there's a lot of psychological resistance to even looking at this topic. And that's what we're going to start talking about here today. Why is there so much psychological resistance about this topic? So that's coming up on this edition of What on Earth is Happening. Let me give the call-in number right at the top of the show, because I'll be taking calls maybe hopefully about halfway through the show and through to the end of the show. Any questions that you might have, if you want to chime in on this particular topic, I'd love to hear from you. The call-in number to join us, 800-313-9443. Once again, the call-in number, 800-313-9443. I have several event announcements, so please bear with me. The Free Your Mind 2 conference from 2013. The videos are finally completed and they are up at freeyourmindconference.com. You can go to that website and you can check out all the videos. They're on the speaker biography pages. So when you go to a page of one of the speakers, their video will be right there and you can watch it for free online. We didn't even end up doing a pay-per-view as we had originally intended. We just, as the videos were finished processing and being edited, we just put them on the page, and now all the speakers' videos are actually up on the website, freeyourmindconference.com. Of course, there is no Free Your Mind Conference this year in 2014, and I have generally stepped down as the organizer or one of the main organizers of the conference. I'm still going to be helping out with this conference in an ancillary capacity and with in a capacity as sort of an advisor. I can make the announcement that there will be a Free Your Mind 3 conference in 2015. In April of 2015, it will be in the Philadelphia area. A venue is being worked on as we speak. It is probably not going to be in Philadelphia proper, right in the city. It's more likely than not next year going to be in the suburban area around Philadelphia, but we'll have more details as things get confirmed. But new organizational team, it's going to be kept in the original spirit of the first two conferences, and I will more likely than not be speaking at the third Free Your Mind conference as well. So it is on for 2015 as we originally intended to kind of make this conference an every other year event, because doing it every year with a huge conference like this, to me, it makes it not as special, you know, and it gives something, it gives people something to really look forward to when you space it out a little bit. So hopefully the event organizers going forward will keep it as an every other year event in the odd years, because it's odd topics, you know, for people who don't generally fit into the mainstream type of consciousness. So you could also check out all of the Free Your Mind 2 speaker videos at the Free Your Mind Conference YouTube channel also. That's youtube.com/FYM Conference. Once again, the Free Your Mind Conference YouTube channel is youtube.com/FYM Conference. On the news section of What on Earth is Happening right now, three new interviews that I did this past week on Illuminating the Shadowland, Cancel the Cabal, and Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye. You could check those out. Those are now posted to the news section. Coming up this week, I have three more interviews. I'm going to be on Open Your Mind Radio on Sunday, April 13th. That's tomorrow, from 2 to 4 p.m. The website you can check that out at is oymradio.com. I'll be on Dark City Radio. That's a mumble broadcast, okay? And that is on Thursday, April 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And the website, or the mumble site, I should say, to join into that radio broadcast is bawbag.anonnet.org. That's A-N-O-N-N-E-T.org. Once again, bawbag.anonnet.org. I'll be on Pi Radio on Friday, April 18th. From 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, when these interviews are completed, I will, as I usually do, post them to the whatonearthishappening.com news section, the news tab of the website. This coming Thursday, April 17th, right here in Philadelphia, Barb and I will be co-hosting the Truth, Freedom, Prosperity documentary screening and discussion night. It's been on hiatus since November of 2013. We finally got a new venue, actually a better venue than where we were previously at. This is going to be taking place at the Guerin Recreation Center at 1600 Jackson Street. That's the corner of 16th and Jackson in South Philadelphia. This meetup will take place the third Thursday of every month, and the first one at the new venue is Thursday, April 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. The documentary we'll be screening this Thursday is I Am Fishhead. It is a documentary about psychopathy. The filmmakers studied psychopathy in our society and showed that people who are in positions of power are much, much, much more likely to be psychopaths, because psychopaths gravitate to positions of power in our society. They are much more likely to be psychopaths in positions of power and influence than, you know, at any other place in society. So I Am Fishhead really explores not only what psychopathy is, what a psychopath really is, but it explores how we, as normally functioning people who are not psychopathic in our nature, allow these psychopaths to rule us, allow these psychopaths to maintain the power and influence that they have, and essentially rule over society. So that's what the film is going to be about. It should lead to an interesting discussion. I have a new live seminar to announce that I'm going to be conducting. I told people a little bit about this last week, but I have confirmed it this week, and it is now announced on the website in at the top of the news section. I will be speaking live on Saturday, May 31st in St. Louis, Missouri, with an all-day seminar. It is called Streetwise Spirituality, and the subtitle for this seminar is, What Does It Truly Mean to Be Awake? What do we mean by the term awake, and what does it really mean to be awake? As compared and contrasted with the New Age definition of what it means to be awake. We're going to tell people what it really means to be awake in this seminar. So I'll give you some more details on the other side of the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening right here on Republic Broadcasting. Stay with us.
Let's climb through the tide.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. So, as I was saying before the break, I will be speaking in St. Louis, Missouri on Saturday, May 31st, 2014. The title of this all-day seminar is entitled Streetwise Spirituality, What Does It Truly Mean to Be Awake? This will be taking place at the Arden Mead Center, The Arden Mead Center is at 17 Selma Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri, 63119. The doors will open at 9 o'clock a.m. I will begin the morning session at approximately 9:30 a.m. I'll go for about 3 hours, and then we'll take a lunch break at 12:30 p.m. for about an hour and a half. The afternoon session for this seminar will start at 2 o'clock p.m. and go to about 5 p.m., and it will be followed by a question and answer session with the audience. The advanced tickets for this seminar, Streetwise Spirituality in St. Louis, Missouri, are $20, a donation of $20. You can call the number 314-488-4454 to purchase tickets, or you can email the following email address, raymum@gmail.com. I'll spell that. It's raymumme@gmail.com. So you can call that number or email that email address to purchase tickets for this seminar. At the door tickets, only $5 more, $25 donation at the door. So really excited to be speaking in St. Louis, Missouri at the end of next month. There is a support donation button on the What on Earth is Happening website. If you feel that you've gained a lot of value from the information that I've shared freely here on this website, through this radio show, etc., through my videos, feel free to make a voluntary support donation with the button that is on the left-hand side of the site. As always, when I present new material, there are images that are associated with the show today. Slides, if you will, okay? There are visual aids or slides that go along with the concepts and ideas that I'm going to be talking about, discussing, presenting on the show here today. As always, the images can always be found with the podcast. And again, this is podcast number 151. But during the live show, they are always listed in numerical form underneath the player on the whatonearthishappening.com radio show page. That's whatonearthishappening.com/radio, or you could just click the radio show tab or the radio button on the left-hand side of the website. So right underneath the player, if you're not already listening there, you can see images for tonight's show, and then there's some numerical links. If you click on those numerical link numbers, it will bring up a little slideshow, and you could follow along as I present the topics of discussion for tonight. So the first image, of course, was just the poster for the seminar in St. Louis, the Streetwise Spirituality poster. That's, again, also posted on my at the top of my news section. Feel free to share it. I will probably also be making a Facebook event page for that event and sharing it out with all the people who are friends with me on Facebook. Image number two, let's jump right into the topic for tonight. And again, the topic is we've been looking at the possibility of psychopathy having a origin that is that was put here, that was not something that naturally, quote, evolved or just happened in any kind of a natural way, or even because of certain circumstances that were present here on Earth. We were entertaining the possibility that psychopathy was something that was done to the human species, that it was created in us somehow by another intelligence, an intelligence that is not human for all intents and purposes. Okay? So what we're going to, the topic we're going to start to breach here is non-human intelligence in general. And people, you know, might say, oh, what's this going to become, a show about UFOs? No, not if I can have anything to say about it. It is, you know, UFOs will be something that we can touch on when it comes to this topic. But really, what I'm looking at is the possibility that we have had interaction in the ancient past with beings that are not human, and that that interaction may be continuing up till the current day. Now, when you say something like that, there's so much stigma that goes along with this notion. There's immediate psychological reaction that goes along with it because of how much ridicule is generally attached to even the discussion of the possibility that we are not alone here on Earth. And it's really asinine, it's childish, it's immature, it's unscientific. It's the sign of a closed mind, you know, the ridicule that goes along with this topic. You know, it was said that the mark of true intelligence is being able to entertain a notion without either accepting it or rejecting it. And sadly, many people in our culture can't do that. You know, and that's a statement really about where we've gone as far as our mindset is concerned. How far gone humanity really is. That if you can't breach a topic and talk about it without, you know, immediately it being dismissed or immediately it being praised and heralded as the second coming, you know, one or the other of those two extreme reactions in mind, you know, to me, that tells me something's really wrong, okay? As far as the mindset, the psychological mindset of humanity is concerned in general. So when we're talking about the possibility that the human condition and the subconditions that are contained therein, like psychopathy, like the existence of psychopathy in the human genome, quite possibly may have had an origin that is not human, okay? That is born in some other form of intelligent species or intelligent beings. To breach that topic, again, I want to do this in a controlled fashion. I want to do this in a way that gets people thinking about some of the really deep causal and psychological questions and factors involved in this topic. Okay? Not just saying, oh, everything is attributable to non-human intelligent beings. Okay? And again, I don't like the term alien. I don't really like the term extraterrestrial as much because of a lot of the connotations that go along with it. I prefer the term non-human intelligence, period. You know, non-human intelligent beings, or beings that have the capacity for intelligence, you know, such as us. You know, because could we really claim that we're intelligent as a species? I think that would be a lofty claim. There are intelligent individuals on Earth, most certainly. But as a species, have we really reached holistic intelligence? I don't think I could even make that statement. So I consider humanity a species with the capacity for intelligence, as I would consider some of these non-human intelligent beings or species or entities that I'm going to be, you know, getting into talking about on future shows. Now, again, the other thing to keep in mind here is no one is saying that they have the absolute truth when it comes to this matter. I'm not claiming that. Never did. Okay? I'm saying that we're going to start talking about possibilities that are going to involve some conjecture, and that are going to involve incomplete picture of things, an incomplete picture of things, a fragmentary account or relating of the events of our ancient past. And it's like a jigsaw puzzle. That's how you have to look at this. You have to look at it as a jigsaw puzzle that somebody opened up the box and threw it in your face in a dark room. That's really what we're dealing with here. Okay, now the pieces are scattered all over the floor in the dark room. Okay, maybe you bring a couple of friends into the room, you know, with their phone flashlights or something to that effect, and we're going to start looking for those pieces. And then we're going to gather them, we're going to bring them to the table together, and we're going to see if we could see the emergent picture. We're going to see if we could see that jigsaw puzzle picture emerge on the table as we bring the pieces of the, puzzle that has been completely disjointed and, you know, separated because of deliberate obfuscation in many cases, and just because of the destruction of knowledge in many cases in the ancient past. So let's start to take a look on the other side of this break of why is there so much psychological resistance to this topic in general? Because it could tell us a lot about ourselves. We'll pick that up on the other side. Stay with us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth May Very Well Be Happening. Maybe I should register that domain name. What do you think? We're talking about the possibility of the ongoing interaction with non-human intelligence with our species. And we're asking the question here at the very beginning, why is there so much psychological resistance to even consider this possibility? Why is there so much psychological resistance to the consideration of the possibility of the interaction of non-human intelligence with our species? Where does that come from in the human psyche? And I have some ideas about where that comes from that I'd like to share with the listening audience. And again, this is slide number 2 that we're on here. The first place that this psychological resistance comes from is probably a place that most people would, you know, come to the conclusion of on their own, if they just look at the human condition for even a brief amount of time, and that is the fear of the unknown. And notice I did not say human nature there. Okay, we're not talking about human nature. We're talking about the human condition. All right, two completely different ideas. And what people think of as human nature is largely a poisoned worldview and has absolutely nothing to do with the actual nature of a human being. We talked about that on past shows, that, you know, this skewed and poisoned worldview really sets most people thinking down one specific course that can't ever lead to the truth, because they buy into a completely psychopathic worldview of what should even be occurring here on this planet, you know, in their idea of, quote, human nature. What we're talking about here is the psychological condition that our species currently exists in. And the psychological condition that we exist in is fear, largely. Okay? And we fear what we don't immediately understand. See, what the conscious mind does is it scans the environment for unknowns. It scans the environment and it says, let me see what's out there. Do I understand what all of this is? Do I, you know what I'm seeing? Do I understand what I'm hearing, etc.? It takes in info through the senses, it processes it, and it says, do I know about this? And if I don't, and an unknown comes up, then I have to be on guard because that unknown may threaten me, threaten my survival, etc. So then a shield goes up and, you know, we go into fight or flight mode. This fear of the unknown, which is largely unhealthy for our species, okay? Really what we should do is confront things with an open mind and a sense of curiosity, as opposed to having an immediate fear-based, instinctual, animalistic, mid-brain and lower brain reaction to things, is put those immediate instinctual reactions on hold for a moment and logically think things through. Most people can't do that right now because of the condition that they're in. The condition of fear. So fear of the unknown puts us in the worst place to possibly try to understand anything. If you're in a fear-based mindset, blood rushes away from the brain, okay? You're not getting richly oxygenated blood in the brain. You're not going to do very good thinking in that state of mind, okay? The blood rushes away from the neocortical brain, which is where higher-order thought takes place, logic, intuition, etc., creativity. Breaking down and solving problems. All right, so fear puts us in that state where we're incapable of recognizing the unknowns. We're incapable of taking in the data that we're surrounded by and analyzing it and coming to an accurate conclusion about it. If you're going to try to do that in fear, good luck. You're not going to get very far. So another way you're not going to get very far is if you take on this idea that if it makes me somehow fearful or uncomfortable, I refuse to look at it. And that's why next to this slide, see on the left-hand side of this slide, I have this young woman opening a door with some, you know, mysterious or foreboding light coming out of it, you know, representing that's the unknown. You know, that's the place that we're loath to go, the place that we're loath to look at because of how uncomfortable it makes us or possibly how disturbing it may be. And on the right-hand side of the image, there's a great meme there that says, you cannot change what you refuse to confront. And if the human condition that we're in, that we want to change, you know, that we want to set back to balance, is a result of the possibility of interaction with non-human intelligence, and we refuse to confront that out of fear, good luck changing it. You know, you're not going to get very far. Because to solve any problem, you have to have an understanding of the causal factors of the problem. That's what a diagnosis is about. Going down to the causal factors, not treating the symptoms, going down underneath to the causal factors through knowledge. And that's what diagnosis means. It comes from Greek roots. Dia is a prefix, a preposition, I'm sorry, in Greek, in ancient Greek, that means through or by way of. And then the word gnosis in Greek, transliterated into English, G-N-O-S-I-S, is knowledge. Diagnosis literally means by way of knowledge or through knowledge, you're going to come to an understanding of the problem. So if you don't want to even confront an issue and look at it to even assemble the components of that information, the grammar that you need to analyze logically and filter and, you know, come to an accurate understanding of, you're not going to get anywhere when it comes to solving a problem. So if ridicule is the immediate response, you know, I mean, good luck. If blind acceptance is the immediate response, you're going to be in just as disempowered of a position to look at that information and come to an accurate understanding of it. Neither one of these is where learning takes place. Neither one of these reactive places is where true learning occurs. True learning occurs when we have some skepticism and some open-mindedness. That's where we need to be, at that balance point, where we'll take information in without immediately accepting it or rejecting it, and then analyzing it and looking at it critically. So that's what we're going to attempt to do on this show going forward in the treatment of this topic. Imagine that, treating the topic of non-human intelligence, extraterrestrial beings, the UFO phenomenon, etc., the story of the ancient past and possible human origins, with an air of intelligence and caution and open-mindedness, you know, where real learning is actually possible from that place. You know, very few people even attempt to do it from that level of balance. So, moving forward with this question, why are so many people so psychologically resistant to this topic in general? The second reason is that many people are in the condition of a completely runaway ego. I call this runaway ego calcification, and I'm presenting this topic on slide number 3 here. I've called this in the past the arbiter of truth syndrome, where people are so in the mindset that it is up to them to decide what is true, that ultimately what they're really doing, ladies and gentlemen, is playing God. You know, that's what this mindset really is. The ego has become so out of control that it is really playing God. It's saying, what I'm comfortable with, I'm going to state that is true. Doesn't make a difference what the evidence shows. I'm not going to actually apply any methodological observation and research and, you know, testing, you know, the data or anything like that. No, no, no. I'm just going to say, this is my opinion, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's actually real or not. I'm going to decide what's true and real for myself because that's what I'm comfortable with. Now, if you don't think that is the epitome of hubris and the epitome of the out-of-control ego mindset, I don't know what is. You know, I can't think of anything else that is the epitome of wanting to be God. You know, saying, I am the arbiter of truth. I'm God because I get to determine what's real. I get to determine what's true. Imagine this. And here we have a celebrity from Hollywood, Tom Cruise, making this statement, this quote from Cruise here on this slide. Individuals have to decide what is true and real for them. Imagine this. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's what he's getting from Scientology or whatever, but I'm telling you, that's a diseased point of view. Really? Really, Tom? For real? Human beings get to decide what's true and real for them, really. Truth isn't independent of us. It isn't there for us to observe and come and bring our senses into alignment with, into resonance with. No, that isn't what the human task is to do, to bring our perception into alignment with truth. No, no, no. According to Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, we get to decide what's real and true for us. Don't you know? I mean, this is pure mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. We'll pick this up on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to What on Earth is Happening. Don't go anywhere.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Welcome back, everyone. This is What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. So we were on slide number 3 in the images, and we were talking about this idea of people wanting to be the arbiter of truth, not looking at truth as something that is objective and independent of their perception, just the way things are, that which is, this totally demystified understanding of what truth means, okay? That which is, that the way things actually are, you know? And people want to insist that, no, it's all about just what's true for me. You know, and I just want to clarify this for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. When I talk about the arbiter of truth syndrome here, I mean when it comes to objective events that have taken place. You know, I'm not talking about any level of subjective perception at all. In other words, like one person may have a severe phobia of insects, and another person may look at insects and have absolutely no, adverse reaction to seeing them. You know, maybe two people are standing in a kitchen and an insect wanders in from, you know, the backyard or whatever, and one of them looks at it and goes, "Oh my God, that's the most sick frightening, evil looking, horrendous, creepy thing I've ever seen. My immediate visceral reaction is want it to die. Okay. And the other person says, oh, this is just another one of the creatures that we share this planet with. And I don't really see them as anything that's, so bad. And, let me just, get them out of the kitchen and take them out back into the yard. These are subjective ways of seeing the same thing. It doesn't change the objective fact that the insect wandered in from the backyard and was in the kitchen when these two people were standing there. That's what I'm talking about as truth. That's not up to us to decide what's real or true when it comes to that. Okay? That actually occurred. It happened. It's not like somebody could be standing there and say, well, I'm determining that this didn't occur. That the bug was never there. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. The level of sickness when it comes to people and their, quote, interpretation of events. It's like when it comes to something like 9/11. It doesn't make a difference how much evidence is brought forward that the official story cannot have gone down the way that the government claims it did. These people are convinced this is what I'm going to believe in, and truth be damned, it doesn't make a difference. What I say is the way it actually happened is the way it actually happened. I'm not going to look at any evidence. Why? Because that might make me uncomfortable, and therefore it's invalid. Because I have to feel good, It's magical thinking is what it really is. And anybody who thinks that that's how reality works, I mean, they're not only an infant, they're mentally ill. Literally. They not only have a child-infant mentality, but they're really, really, really sick. So let's move on to slide number 3. So, these are the first two reasons that people want to not even look at possibilities. They fear the unknown, that which they don't currently understand, and they have a runaway ego that I like to call the arbiter of truth syndrome, that where they're going to determine what's real based on their likes, preferences, and whims, okay? What makes them feel good or bad. I mean, imagine that. But here's the real deep reason, okay? The real deep reason, you'll have people say, oh, what's he talking about this for? Why is he getting into this topic? This is tinfoil hat stuff, or this has all been debunked, and we shouldn't even be looking into this area. You want to know the real reason? Here it is right here on slide number 4. Psychological denial due to subconsciously nested, unresolved past trauma in the human collective subconscious. That's the real reason people don't want to look into this topic, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been talking about this issue. Okay, we've been talking about people psychologically having the mindset of a traumatized, abandoned child, which is where this material is ultimately leading. What set that condition in motion, what put that condition in place here on Earth, is the ancient events of our past, or very well could be. So people are in this state of absolute psychological denial, or what's called cognitive dissonance, seeing things as they are in the world with their own very own eyes, with their very own senses, and yet psychologically denying the existence of what is. And like I say in the past, you need to respect existence or expect resistance from the universe. You want to talk about why there's resistance from the universe when it comes to human beings' condition and why the universe isn't really coming to our aid and helping us to get out of this condition? Because we will not respect what is. We will not respect and accept truth into our minds and into our hearts and then act upon it. When we do that, there's no power that can stand against us. We're standing in the ultimate power that governs the entire universe when we're in that mode of being in union with truth. But when we refuse to accept truth and we refuse to look at what is, and we exist in this state of psychological denial akin to wanting to be God by claiming we're the arbiters of truth, good luck getting any assistance from the universe. Respect that which is, or expect resistance. So the real underlying psychological condition that is present in humanity that is keeping people from even wanting to look at this or ridiculing it right off the bat, without ever having done one inkling of research, one not even picking up a book and reading a quarter of it, a tenth of it, nothing, just my completely unresearched and ill-read and ill-formed opinion is as valid as your decades worth of research and knowledge. Imagine that statement. This is where people in our society are at. That's what they think is a valid point of view to hold. It's the epitome of hubris and ignorance. Ignorance. To ignore what is actually there. You know, and that's the human condition. That's not human nature. That's the human condition that we can change and need to change and should change. Hear exactly what I'm saying right there. We need to change it and we should change it because that condition is, from a moral standpoint, completely invalid. It is an immoral point of view because you're saying I'm going to willfully deny truth. And the only thing that can ever come out of that is immoral behavior and ultimately chaotic conditions. And what it leads to is slavery, which is where we're at for having been in that mindset for so long. But don't get it twisted and don't get it confused. That's not human nature, folks. That's what we have, the condition we have come into through what has happened to us and what we have allowed to continue because we haven't taken any action to reverse that trend. So, here's the second big question for tonight, which we'll get into deeper in the second hour. If there is evidence to suggest, and I would suggest there most certainly is evidence to suggest that there are and have been non-human intelligences interacting with humanity, not only in the present day, but far into our past, probably for as long as we have existed on this planet. Why? The question needs to be asked, what are the underlying reasons that all of the governments in the world would take up the same position? Most of the governments in the world, you can't get them to agree on anything. Every single government in the world has taken the same position that they are not going to disclose the truth regarding this interaction that has been taking place. You know, the slide number 5 here shows this UFO flap that happened back in the 1950s over Washington, D.C., where these fleets of craft buzzed the U.S. Capitol. And that is the U.S. Capitol. That is a real photograph, and those aren't planes. Okay? And this happened multiple times, not just once. And it got tons of press coverage back then. And still, people just completely, you know, say, well, we don't know what it was, but, you know, whatever. We're not going to look into it any further. There's nothing to see here, folks. You know, crafts that don't obey the laws of physics as we know them, that don't observe any of the flight characteristics of any known conventional terrestrial aircraft, you know, buzzing the most heavily air-defended space in the world. But there's nothing to see there. Okay. We'll pick this up on the other side, folks. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be back.
With financial